640 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Today's the deadline for government workers to accept a buyout offer or face furloughs. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
CBS News obtained an email that went out to federal workers yesterday warning the deadline to resign is approaching and there will not be an extension of the program.
CBS News has learned more than 40,000 have accepted the offer so far. Many more expected to do so today. President Trump's posted to Truth Social explaining his plan to transform Gaza, that it would include resettling Palestinians and safer and more beautiful communities elsewhere. Middle East expert Moret Mabrouk.
If you're a resistance fighter and you're fighting an occupation, you're probably not going to stop just because someone's moved you down the road.
A new type of bird flu's turned up in the milk of dairy cows in Nevada. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
Detecting this second strain in cows means the virus has jumped from birds to cows for a second time.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a rough overnight and morning for drivers. It was great for tow truck drivers as a wintry mix spread across the area and laid down some ice. There were a number of spinouts and crashes overnight. It'll, of course, warm up as the day goes on and winds will pick up. Gusts could be up over 40 miles an hour today. Friends, family, and community members gathered at a Beaver Dam church yesterday to pray for the safe return of 16-year-old Sophia Franklin. She's the pregnant teen at the center of an ongoing Amber Alert. She's believed to be with Gary Day, the father of her unborn child. An Amber Alert was issued for Franklin earlier this week, and Day has been charged with child enticement and abduction. A black Buick LaCrosse is the car mentioned in the alert. You can see an image of the girl at WAUKradio.com. There are some changes coming to high school football in the state. Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska has more.
The WIAA has approved a change to its high school football playoff qualification process. The Board of Control voted to create a wins-based metric for teams to get into the postseason. The new setup will also seed teams in the playoffs, eliminating the need for computer algorithms or coaches voting. In addition, the WIAA also expanded the 8-player football playoff field to 32 teams.
The changes, which had overwhelming support from football coaches in the state, will go into effect this fall. MCTS should address driver fatigue and poor working conditions. That's the response from the union repping the bus driver facing serious charges after a fatal Christmas Day crash on a county bus. Montrell Farm is the driver involved. Cameras from the bus allegedly show him dozing off before the impact. The Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998 says MCTS's policies are insufficient, pointing to Farm's reported 14-hour workdays. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks and their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks snapping a four-game losing streak by beating the Hornets in Charlotte 112-102. Damian Lillard with 29 points after Giannis had to sit out the game with a sore calf muscle. Next, the Bucks face the Hawks tomorrow night. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No one likes losing, I can tell you that. So getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back and see what we have from there.
The Bucks making moves before today's trade deadline, sending Chris Middleton and their first-round pick A.J. Johnson to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzman and Wisconsin native Patrick Baldwin. Then last night, they picked up a center, Jericho Sims, from the Knicks for guard DeLon Wright and cash. NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles back on the practice field. Do the Packers have enough experienced players to make it to a Super Bowl? Packers running back Josh Jacobs.
I think that it can go either way, honestly. But I think that what we need is just some guys that we know that in this league are already proven and they've done it at a high level.
That's Josh Jacobs with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. A little bit of an icy drive this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't ice, was it?
Yeah, it was. It was ice by me.
Oh, yeah, because so they hadn't treated the streets.
Well, it definitely they had definitely treated them the closer I got to work because right. It was only really slippery right around my house.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I didn't have any trouble at all coming in. And that's, you know, 94, there's a lot of traffic that has already, by the time I started trekking this way, covered that those roads. But anyway, man, be careful. You should definitely be careful wherever you are. It should only hang around a little while. It's going to be 37 degrees, Calvin, so it can't stay too long.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to have relatively good weather this weekend, so we should look forward to that.
All right. It's Thursday, and it's 8 o'clock, so the renowned one and only, and somebody I can call a good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, has joined us. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I started this fast that you are well aware of, along with about 10, 12 other people on last Saturday morning. And I got up and eager beaver, and I just wanted to get at it. And I remember getting up early and cracking open my kit. And just, you know, taking the powder, whatever that is, and taking the supplements, and I was like, okay, so let's see what happens with this. And in my mind, all I'm thinking is, I can't eat for 2 days. I can't remember the last time that I just never ate for two days.
So you're not eating regular food. You're just taking the powder and the supplements and drinking water. So
yes.
It's kind of 2 full days and years are passing by and you just don't remember when this ever happened before,
no,
right?
No, and I'm thinking, am I going to be able to make 2 days? Because in my life that I can remember, I've never gone 2 full days without eating. And here I am 70 years old. That's really kind of tragic. because you don't know. And until I met you, I had no concept at all of the damage that I was doing to myself in that situation. And now here we are. Tomorrow is the seventh day.
Wonderful.
And I'm still here, Dr. Omar. I didn't disappear. You know, I didn't die from starvation.
That's great. I'm very happy for that. And the health benefits will keep coming. Your blood pressure will be improved. Your lipid profile will be better because this week you have been eating healthy meals. And I think you're going to continue eating from the healthy detox-friendly foods that you have been eating those 5 days, right?
Yeah, you know, ground turkey was not something that I would have ever chosen. You walk in the meat area. I used to be a carnivore, man. I cut back on that a lot more over the last, 8 years or so. Not the carnivore that I used to be. But certainly when I walked into the meat area, ground turkey never made the list.
Excellent source of protein. That is great that it made the list and you're trying something new and interesting. It's not boring when you eat healthy. That's very important for us because we get used to, oh, it's not going to be delicious if I go on the healthy eating kind of, you know, diet thing. No, I want to eat delicious food. Delicious food can also be supporting your body, making you feel good, right?
Yeah, well, let me ask Calvin. Hey, Calvin, when you go in the meat department, where does ground turkey fit in on the list?
Yeah, I'll be honest. It's not usually high on the list. I'm usually a ground beef and chicken breast kind of guy.
No, man, so yeah. And the ground turkey tastes good, man. I put it in lima beans. Lima beans, me eating Calvin, I'm eating lima beans. and then Dr. Omar, you know, I'm a guy who would walk down the aisle at a supermarket and they've got what appears to be 2 miles of potato chips. And
yeah.
And you got these choices of all these potato chips. And, oh, man, I just, you know, I didn't think I could ever wean myself off of potato chips. But I haven't had a potato chip since last Friday. And, I think I can survive a little longer without that potato chip. But prior to doing this, and for people who don't know, we're doing a detox. You want to talk a little bit about what that is before we move on to the subject matter?
Yeah, we did 1 week of a detox program, and it is a very simple program that practically the first 2 days, you get protein powder and some vitamins and supplements for the body, and you take those for the first 2 days, and you're drinking water, so it helps to kind of prep your body for healthy eating habits for the following 5 days. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks are all healthy meals that you see a guide inside the box, how to eat, when to eat, and you still take those supplements that supports your liver through steps, phase one and phase two and phase three of detox. Phase three is the elimination of the food. And by day number 7, you finish this program. You got rid of toxins. You supported your liver to do the 24/7 job that the liver does every single day. You feel your brain is, the brain fog is lifting. You feel, if you're preparing for weight loss, you will lose some weight, but you're prepping your body to go into the weight loss program that you're preparing for. And you have kind of a mental plan that I want to keep eating healthy. I'm going to stay away from those potato chips that are highly processed with large amount of unhealthy fats, bad, like a lot of sodium and very little nutritious value. I can survive that. And the nice thing is also that the guide inside the box contain a lot of, I would say, recipes and grocery lists. It just opens your mind to a different level of healthy, interesting eating. So we started it last Thursday, and Earl was one of our heroes in this 1 week. And tomorrow is day number 7. And we plan to always do it at Wiltopia every year, January or February. And it's recommended to do it for adults every 6 months. Health benefits are wonderful. And it is just a different way of living and eating and kind of taking a break from all of the toxins that invade our body, from all of the environment, the foods, the cosmetics, household products, all of that.
And to be honest with you, the organic food was not that big a difference in the price. There was this misconception that organic vegetables and fruits were a lot more expensive than the others, but they're not. And so I put myself in a situation where now I've got my organic food in the refrigerator. And the other food is in the refrigerator. And, cheese. I'm a guy who loves cheese. I haven't even ventured, into where the cheese. I'm a guy who would eat a brat from time to time. Well, guess what? No desire for those things, And it really is. I'm excited about the trek and the journey, right? Because I lost 5 pounds. And I can tell you that my stool is different. And that's pretty amazing, I think, that can happen inside of, right now, 6 days.
That's great. I'm really happy that you're mentioning the results that you're starting to see even before finishing the detox program, because today we're going to talk about food, we're going to talk about supplements, and I want to start by telling about a study that just came out in February 2025 that looked at health benefits of omega-3 fatty acids, and that's right, the good fats found in fish oil. They found in this research published that over 700 adults aged 70 and older, and get this, they found that a daily dose of just 1 gram of omega-3s could actually slow down the biological aging process by 3 months over the course of 3 years. So they followed those people over 3 years, and they found that they are younger, biological aging, 3 months than the other people that didn't take the omega-3, 1 gram a day, which is like one capsule of omega-3 fish oil.
855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness. Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My good friend, the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, is on, as always, on Thursday morning. Before we go to our subject, Dr. Omar, another one of our colleagues who is also fasting along with us, Mary from Tulsa, is on the line. Hey, good morning, Mary. How you feeling?
Good morning, Earl. It sounds like you might be joining your wife in the world of broccoli. Congratulations.
Yeah. 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 My wife will eat broccoli for breakfast. So anyway.
So I'm not in the working world, so I was able to start on Friday, and so I'm on day 7 now, so I was a day ahead of you. I felt the same as you in not eating for 2 days because meals aren't real upper in my day. And the first meal on day 3, oh, did it ever look good. So, yeah. So my question is, I did lose 3 pounds, which I probably will want to gain back because I was at my lowest where I wanted to be. And I'm just wondering, Dr. Omar, would this have been fat that I lost, lean muscle, hopefully not, or would that have been toxins loss?
That's an excellent question. The reason why the supplement MITO-FORT or MITO-CORE, the supplement that inside the multivitamin that you have, one of the main reasons you have it is to protect you from losing lean muscle. And also the shake that you have has proteins that are easily absorbed by the to support the muscles. So during the detox program, the first 2 days, you are fasting, but you're not fasting because you're fasting only from real meals. but you are taking the protein shake that has protein and fiber, and you're taking the multivitamin that you're taking. And then on day three, you're also taking another supplement, PhytoCore, that supports the liver function. Moving forward, you are eating healthy meals, all right, that make you feel good, but not 100% not hungry. So it fills you by like 80%. This is the calculation of each meal that you eat. So most probably what you lost is fats. And the reason is also because you detoxify your body, you're losing toxins, and decreasing the concentration of toxins in your body make it easier to lose the fats. Because as we mentioned during the webinar, that's also, by the way, available now on the website, when you have more toxins in your body, the toxins are looking for the fat cells, and it gets to be harder to lose weight, because you lose weight, the toxins are more concentrated. That can make you very sick. So the creation of new fat cells to compensate the presence of the toxins is kind of a compensation mechanism. And that's why many people tell you, I could lose 30 pounds within 6 months. I stopped my diet. I gained the 30 pounds back over the following few months. So it is one of the crucial steps to do to make sure that you have less toxins in your body. And if you do it right with the correct program that's well calculated, like Wiltopia Detox Program, you are actually going in the right direction. And also keeping the exercising and weightlifting exercises and trainings that also help us to go to the correct goal of losing fats and keeping the muscle mass.
Well, so let me ask you one last thing, Dr. Omar, before we move on to your subject. So that protein powder, is that available? I mean, keep taking that? I mean, it just, you know, to me, it just seemed like it, you know, kind of dealt with the hunger part of things. But I'm already taking other supplements. Would that interfere with that?
An excellent question. No, we need proteins with every meal. I would say every 8 hours you need proteins. You need proteins with breakfast, with lunch, and with dinner. And by that, we need maybe 80 to 100 grams of protein. Multiply the body weight by 1 to 1.2. Higher the protein content of what you eat is longevity, better health, better muscles. For a very simple reason, the body does not store amino acids. Amino acids found in the proteins building block for the muscles, you don't store it. So that's why we say in breakfast, you eat eggs, you can eat meat in breakfast, and it will be very helpful, because lunch and dinner, you're going to eat also proteins, but you already lost 8 hours. So protecting the muscle mass is excellent. One of the easy ways of getting proteins is getting it from protein shakes that are healthy without having sugar. And many of them are very tasty. And we have multiple at Wiltopia, because I tell my clients, especially above 55 and 60 years old, try to use different sources of protein. So meat 2 days, fish 3 days, eat beans, have protein shakes available, so you're always getting this source of protein coming.
All right, 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and we're going to talk about the omega fatty acids and the importance of it. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The overnight and morning hours saw a surge in accidents across southeastern Wisconsin. A wintry mix contributed to hazardous roads. Incidents included a Milwaukee County Sheriff's Squad being struck on 43, a seven-car pileup on 115th and Good Hope Road in Milwaukee, plus a Racine County Sheriff's Squad was involved in an accident on 7 Mile Road. We will warm up a little today, but it'll come with some wind. Gusts could be up over 40 miles an hour. There is a chance of snow this weekend. More coming up in the forecast. It's a pretty big loss for Harley. The legendary motorcycle maker took a financial hit in the last 3 months of 2024 with reported losses of $117 million. Global motorcycle shipments fell by more than half compared to last year. Harley's blaming high interest rates and economic uncertainty for the 13% drop in North American sales during the same period. In-person absentee voting started this week. Lisa Hale has more about other dates on the road to the spring primary.
Thursday, February 13th, is the last day for most voters to request an absentee ballot by mail, online, email, or fax for the February 18th spring primary. In practical terms, though, that results in an unrealistic time frame for the voter to receive the ballot, complete it, and return it to their clerk by election day. Voters who still need to request an absentee ballot by mail should act immediately, said Megan Wolf, administrator of the WEC and the state's chief election official. Registered voters can make their requests online at myvote.wi.gov. Voters faced with tight deadlines for absentee voting by mail have the option of using the in-person absentee voter process between now and February 16th.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bye.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, we got some calls. Let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Omar, for covering this subject. I'm a loyal listener. I listen every week. And you frequently recommend fish oil for omega-3s. And I'm concerned, I've recently learned about the environmental impact of the fish oil supplement industry on the marine food chains. They're actually harvesting so many fish for omega-3 supplements that it is disrupting the food chains in the oceans. Now, we know that fish do not make omega-3s. They get their omega-3s from algae. And now many, many supplement manufacturers, they're easy to find, they are farming algae and extracting omega-3s directly and putting them into supplements. Is there a reason why you do not recommend algae-derived omega-3 supplements over fish-derived supplements?
Hey, Dave, always great questions. Dr. Omar?
That's a great question. I was just looking at some data about algae, and that there are several companies now, especially in Australia, trying to get directly the omega-3 from algae. And the challenge is that you need to take from what's currently available from algae, you need to take much higher number of capsules to get the omega-3 from the algae. But we use it especially with patients and customers who are vegan. But I'm also concerned with what you're mentioning, because every time I listen to professional grade supplement manufacturer talking about omega-3, they are always proud about how they can link the bottle that you have in your hand with the fishing boat that was used in order to harvest or to do the fishing from the deep waters. So yes, it is a concern. And I think in this, in 2025, 2026, there is going to be more companies and more availability of the algal products of omega-3. And it is something that we have to always consider. But thank you for this contribution. I will look more into the companies that are currently available that can get us higher concentration of omega-3 in their algal products. And I agree with you, there must be better ways of getting omega-3s to protect the fish in the ocean.
All right, let's go to Brian from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Brian. Thank you very much. You have a question or comment for Dr. Omar?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I do have a few serious health conditions, two of them being chronic kidney disease, and now because of the kidney disease, heart disease. And I'm on a variety of medications, one of them being prednisone. And I've been listening this morning about how you guys are on diets and everything like that. I'm on the DASH diet, a dietary approach to stop hypertension. And I'm also fasting and in the form of restricting my calorie intake to about 1,500 calories a day. But one of the things I noticed is that I'm not losing weight, even though I'm still working out in that. Is there anything else with being on that wonderful prednisone that I can do to try losing weight?
A challenge is you have to take prednisone every day, and that kind of can be problematic with weight loss. Having kidney disease, of course, puts you in a position of eating healthier food, exercise. Exercising doesn't help by nature to lose weight. It will help to build muscle, but not lose weight. But I have some recommendations for you. Maybe we can talk after the episode just to see the full list of medications that you take, and we can help work with you and your doctor to design a diet and give you some recommendations that will help you with weight loss.
Dr. Omar, what is the number that people can get in touch with you at?
People can call me at 262-429-9429 and then leave me a message. You will be prompted to leave me a message. Or if I am working, you can just talk to me directly. Or you can send me a message through the same number, text message through the same number. Through the website, wintopiarx.com. You can also text me there.
And Calvin, if people, so even Brian just heard this, but he probably wasn't quick enough to write it down, didn't have a pencil. How can they find out?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay or a rewind on the live stream at Civic Media's YouTube channel, or you can find the podcast at civicmedia.us/shows.
All right, so Dr. Omar, you talked about the omega fat and the research that has been done. So there, if you go, it's just like I talked about the potato chip aisle, there's an omega aisle, where you go and there's, hundreds of omega fats, that are available on the market. How do you know what's what?
So the challenge is to get the correct form of omega-3, because we're not talking about, it's used in medications like Vascepa and Lovaza. The challenge that we're having is we have to get very high quality omega-3 with the shortest time of period from the time of fishing it from the sea or the ocean and having it in the bottle. And that time can go up to 3 years for the time that you get it. By the time that you take the omega-3, it's going to be rancid and oxidized and can cause harm and not help you. And that's why I tell people, when you go for the buy one, get one for the omega-3, this doesn't work. If you see the bottle smelling like rotten fish, cause you burping, that's not the omega-3 we are talking about. That's important for your health. So going back a little bit, there is more than 40,000 scientific studies about conducted on omega-3. The health benefits are unquestionable when it comes to heart health, brain health, inflammation control, cellular integrity, protection from chronic disease. Very important also to get DHA for pregnant women. So if you know someone who is pregnant, please ask her if she takes omega-3 DHA. We're not talking about taking canned sardines because they are high in mercury, but also pregnant women need to be taking omega-3 fish oil. So how to take the right supplement of omega-3? That's when you have to go to a professional grade supplement recommended by a doctor or a pharmacist. Buy it from Wiltopia. That's going to be very helpful. Buy it from a reputable sources. Even Costco has some good omega-3. But just you have to know the brand that you get. As I tell you, Earl, every time that I go to see a presentation about omega-3 from the companies I am dealing with, the first slide is always about a fishing boat. And they say this fishing boat has a stamp on the boat that has a number, and this number is linked to a serial number that's on the bottle. So they can track the whole supply chain to make sure for several things: purity of the product, the integrity of the omega-3 you're getting, and the length of time from the time that they harvest, they fish the fish, get it out from the water, and they put it in the bottle. And these brands, you're not going to have burping, you're not going to have acid reflux, you're not going to have bad smell of the fish. Actually, one of the omega-3s at Wiltopia called WellPure Omega, if you pop the capsule, you're going to taste like lemon taste Skittles in your mouth. It's like fresh and it's zesty. So you have to get a good brand so you get the results that we're talking about. The study that I was mentioning, the very, very recent study, if we say If you gain 3 extra biological months every 3 years, then this means over 12 years, you gain 1 extra year of healthy living. So omega-3 is very important. And eating the fish 3 times a week, like sardines, like wild caught salmon, that is not easy for most of us. And that's why I say take 1 to 2 grams a day. All right? And it's good to take a combination of EPA and DHA, not just one of them. All right? Omega-3s have been proven and used in medications. We have Vascepa, a very important drug that's still brand name that contains EPA in it, which is a form. It's called eicosapentaenoic acid, which is a form of the omega-3. And the challenge of omega-3, Earl, is that you cannot make it in your body. You have to get it either from fish, algae, and from the supplements. And I think 2025, 2026, we will have more products about high concentration of omega-3 from the algae. But for the time being, getting a good amount of EPA and DHA from supplements is going to be important. Some brands, compared apple to apples, they are going to be better than the others. But honestly, the range of pricing can go up from $30 or 30 plus for a month supply, about $58, $60 for 2 month supply. That's kind of the range of pricing we are talking about. And unfortunately, we cannot get the same results from the sheep omega-3 supplements. And they are kind of very helpful for cardiovascular health. To give you an example, there is a very important marker for cardiovascular health called CRP, C-reactive protein. If someone is seeing this number high on the charts, ask your doctor if you can take omega-3 fish oil because it helps to lower this number. For brain health, Earl, more than 70% of your brain is fats. Supporting it with healthy fats is going to help with memory, is going to help with focus, concentration. Studies have shown that children with ADHD that take omega-3 daily, they get to have better focus and concentration. My patients who have ADHD, I always recommend it to them, pair the medication with omega-3 fish oil, so you have more than one tool to help the disease state. So many benefits. So many benefits.
So, you know, Dr. Omar, so when my wife calls me fathead, I can say that now. And,
I'm taking my omega-3.
And 70% of the brain is fat. Yeah. I learned so much from you every time you're on these airways. 855-752-4842. You're officially in a pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Guys, you know, we won't let you go. Hang on the lines. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 2018, Utah voters approved a ballot initiative establishing an independent redistricting commission to create fair voting districts. The legislature neutralized it and gerrymandered the maps anyway. It's now back before a Utah judge. Better Boundaries Proposition 4 established a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. The Utah News-Dispatch reports that in 2020, the Utah legislature passed SB 200, which made the commission advisory, not independent, then gerrymandered the maps to protect seats and consolidate GOP power. The Utah Supreme Court found for the voters last July, agreeing that the legislature did not have the authority under state law to override the voters' decision. In response, the legislature proposed Amendment D, which, if approved by voters, would give the legislature power to do so. The language of that proposition was deemed deceptive by the court and ruled void. Now the case is back in Utah's 3rd District Court, where Judge Diana Gibson heard 3 hours of testimony January 31st. The League of Women Voters and Mormon Women for Ethical Government argued that the Independent Commission's powers should be fully restored and fair congressional maps put in place. A decision is expected within weeks. We have links to local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar the Pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go back to the phone lines. Ann from Chippewa Falls, thank you, Ann. You say what?
Hello, Dr. Omar. I have a couple questions. Have you heard of Fatty 15?
Fatty 15. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes, it's C15. It's a fatty acid supplement, and it's supposed to replenish and strengthen your cells. It has something about the dolphins. If you haven't heard of it, I would say look it up, Fatty 15, because
they say
this is better than omega-3.
I am looking it up now while you're talking, and I see that the company claims that Fatty 15 has 3 times more cellular benefits than omega-3s, with some potential studies. I can look more into it. It would be very interesting if what they say is true, and just diversifying the sources of omega-3 is what I found is always the best way to go about it, because some people at the time were saying that krill oil is much better absorbed than regular omega-3, but then the studies didn't prove that they have higher benefit, but they were more expensive. But anyway, like, I am not against trying something new, looking at the studies, but always diversifying the source of high-quality omega-3. But I will look into it for sure. And if we find it good, I'm going to talk about it on the show. Thank you for talking about it.
Hey, Ann, thank you very much for the call, as always. Dave, go ahead, sir.
Dr. Omar, could you please speak to the importance of limiting the much more common omega-6 fatty acids, since they have a tendency to block the absorption of the omega-3s we're trying to get?
Yes, we, as in our bodies, in our brain and cells, we need omega-3 and omega-6, but we need it in the correct ratio. And the challenge is that eating highly processed food and fried food makes the omega-6 increase in what we eat. That increases inflammation, causes heart disease, and makes the problem worse. So you can see omega-6 in the vegetable oil and all cooking oil that we're using, and that's the challenge of it. Limiting it is always going to be for the health benefits of the heart and the brain. And that's why I'm always recommending to use avocado oil, and of course, the mighty extra virgin olive oil. And I tell my patients who do not want to take an a form of omega-3, I tell them to take extra virgin olive oil 3 tablespoons a day for cardiovascular risk and also for the triglycerides. Well, it does not compensate the importance of omega-3, but it's a way down the road. But I agree with you. There is a challenge that we have omega-6 in our food. And if you see omega-6 being marketed as a supplement, I would highly recommend that you stick just with the omega-3, because that's what's lacking in the what we eat and drink. I have a very important topic to talk about since I am a pharmacist, which is the drug interaction of omega-3 and certain medications, which is the anticoagulants like warfarin and aspirin and other medications that increase blood thinning effects. Because if you take smaller dose of omega-3, which is 1 gram a day, right, from high quality omega-3, that should be okay. No major concerns. Actually, there is a clinical study that was done. It's called NEJM, N-E-J-M. Look it up. 2014 study that showed that doses above 3 grams per day increased bleeding time, but did not significantly raise major bleeding events. So if you are taking a blood thinner and you want to take omega-3 fish oil, it is okay, but take a lower dose and we can give you a very high quality omega-3 that you can take one capsule a day and you will get excellent benefits like WellPure Omega 1300. Look it up on my website. And that should be fine even if you're taking blood thinners. I actually have my father and mother take it, and my father is taking blood thinners. So looking at the profile of the drug interactions is very important to determine the dose of omega-3. It is such a very hot topic, and it will stay as a hot topic early because it's also a medication. People are prescribed Luvasa and Vascepa all the time, and these are medications that support the omega-3 profile in the system, and that helps to decrease CRP, improve cardiovascular health, and it is it's not just a trend. So
Dr. Omar, it is so much information. It's endless, right? Because you think you're taking the right things, and there's so many variables to all of it that, it's so great to have you on the airwaves. And people, tell somebody about In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. I talk to people all the time about the impact that is having in my life, and you can do the same for them. Dr. Omar, we got to run. See you again in a week. Well, I'll see you soon. Thank you, everybody. Up next, Reggie Jackson. He's an award-winning journalist and speaker, researcher, and writer with a deep, comprehensive knowledge of how our country's racial hierarchy developed historically.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan rolls out the Elon Musk Act to ban special government employees. Plus, how many genders are there? Are you sure? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The deadline is today for millions of federal workers to hand in their resignations in exchange for paychecks through September. as President Trump explained last week.
We'd love to have them leave. We're trying to remember this. We want them to go into the private sector.
CBS News has learned more than 40,000 have already resigned. Cuts at the department that monitors climate may be next. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, entered the offices of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency on Tuesday, accessing IT systems to implement President Trump's order to cut federal spending.
Mr. Trump explains on Truth Social he wants to move Palestinians to safer and more beautiful communities outside Gaza so the U.S. can transform the territory into a luxury property. This man's already been displaced.
I say to Mr. Trump, we will not move to any other country. Skyscrapers are not for me.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.